As Catherine reached out a skeletal hand from beneath her blanket to take the brush, Arthur Madgett rose from where he was seated at the table. "Objection," he said. "We object to the use of the brush, as there is no proof it is the same type that is used in the plant." Marvel turned to Grossman. "Is there one you could get?" he asked. "Yes," replied Grossman somewhat tartly. "They are being used now at the Luminous Processes plant, which is using all the equipment of the Radium Dial Company and employs some of the company's girls. There's even an official there who was at the Radium Dial Company." "It was decided," wrote a reporter after witnessing this exchange, "that the brush could be used for the demonstration." Catherine took the delicate paintbrush proffered by her lawyer. She paused for a moment, feeling its barely there weight in her hand, the way her fingers curled familiarly around it. "Here's how it's done," she croaked after a beat. Her voice sounded tired. "We dipped it in the radium compound mixture." Catherine dabbed the brush into an imaginary crucible and then, very slowly, bent her stiff arm back and raised the brush to her lips. "Then shaped it," she said with some emotion. "Like this." She slipped the brush between her lips and twirled it. Lip. Dip. Paint. When she was finished, she held it up with a shaking hand, the bristles now tapered to a perfect point. Seeing it, a shudder ran through her trembling frame. Her friends and former colleagues watched her with their faces drawn with emotional intensity. The women were visibly affected by her demonstration and fought back tears. "I did this," Catherine said dully. "Thousands and thousands of times. That was the way we were told to do it." Tom watched his wife from the doorway, watched as she demonstrated how she had been killed. Though he had thought himself wrung out of tears, he wept quietly, unashamedly, as Catherine showed off the simple movement that had left her little more than a living corpse. Grossman cut through the chilling atmosphere in the room with a question. "Did any official of Radium Dial ever tell you that the US government had condemned the use of camel hair brushes in painting with radium compounds?" Catherine looked shocked to hear it. "No," she replied. The girls sitting behind her exchanged looks of anger. "Objection!" piped up Madgett, almost speaking over Catherine. "Sustained," responded Marvel. Grossman wasn't thrown off track. He had another query. "Was there any notice posted arising from the dangers of radium dial painting with the hairbrushes?" he asked.
"No, sir," Catherine replied surely. "There was none. We even ate our lunches on the work tables near the luminous paint. Our superintendent, Reed, told us it was all right to eat there, but not to let the food spot the dials. All they told us," she was panting now with the effort of speaking, "was to be careful not to get any grease spots on the dials." Grossman touched her gently on the shoulder. She was exhausted, he could tell. He carefully took her through the remaining key points, including the debacle of the glass pens and the way she had been fired for limping, and then he let her rest. He called Charlotte Purcell to take the oath. "Objection!" called out Madgett immediately. He didn't want the other girls to give evidence, citing the fact that this was Catherine's case alone. This is a test case, Your Honour. Grossman cut in smoothly, appealing to Marvel. I don't know that I will have these girls with me at any future time.